From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama's trade pact deal suffers a setback in the House of Representatives. A bipartisan majority rejected a jobs retraining program that was part of a Senate-approved trade package. But at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the president will continue to fight to get the provision passed.
The president is determined, and I think as was evident from his visit to Capitol Hill this morning, to build a bipartisan majority to make sure that we're living up to our commitment as Democrats to fight for middle-class families.
Mr. Obama had gone to Capitol Hill Friday morning to make a last-minute appeal to federal Democrats, many of whom are concerned that Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal would send American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. But later, Congress did approve a so-called fast-track authority to negotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, but the legislation is now stuck in the House because the first provision did not pass. Republicans support the fast-track plan but oppose the jobs retraining program. Democrats favor the training program but oppose the fast-track. Rescuers dug through the rubble of a UNESCO site hit by a missile during airstrikes after the Saudi-led coalition attacked Houthi rebels in Yemen's capital city, Sana'a, Friday. At least six civilians were killed in that attack. The UN Cultural Agency condemned the bombing, saying that historical buildings, monuments, museums, and archaeological sites in the country had suffered since the start of the conflict. For more than 11 weeks, the Saudi-led coalition has been bombing the Houthis, presently the dominant group in Yemen. This is VOA News. Diplomatic sources close to the Iranian nuclear negotiations say progress has slowed considerably just weeks before a deadline on a historic agreement between Iran and six world powers. The sources told Russian news agencies the slowdown is worrying because the final stages of negotiations are approaching in advance of the June 30th deadline. Iran has insisted that international inspectors will not be given access to the country's military sites as part of a new deal. Inspection of those sites is a key Western demand. Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistani activities. As Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad, the Pakistani government said the NGO flouted the country's laws and ignored its regulations.
Pakistan's interior minister accused several aid groups Friday of being involved in subversive activities. Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan said that the country has proof that some local NGOs take foreign funding and work on foreign agendas. He also accused many international NGOs of flouting the country's laws and ignoring the regulations under which they were registered. Police in the capital, Islamabad, sealed the offices of Save the Children. The NGO strongly denied any accusation of wrongdoing. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Members of the youth vigilante forces fighting in northern Nigeria say that Boko Haram militants have burned six villages and killed 37 people in a new attack near the insurgent stronghold in Sambisa Forest. Government-aligned vigilantes told reporters on Friday that the attacks took place late on Wednesday. One vigilante spokesman told the Associated Press news agency that the victims were farmers who had recently returned to their villages after Nigerian soldiers had cleared the areas occupied by Boko Haram earlier this year. On Thursday, officials from Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin met in Abuja to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Boko Haram. An American labor union says that hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. The American Federation of Government Employees said in a letter to the Office of Personnel Management that hackers have personnel data on all federal retirees and former employees. The OPM said last week that as many as 4 million current and former federal employees might have been affected by the hack attack. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.